Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jessica Howard, business and technology teacher at Lone Tree High School, about her Iowa exclusive selection into the National IAED Mentorship Program.
Well, Jessica, I wanted to talk to you about the IAED Mentorship Program, Inclusion, Access, Equity, and Diversity. What can you tell us about your involvement with this program?
This is actually the inaugural year for it, and I went to the ACTE National Conference last year with our ag teacher, Bridget Mahoney, and I was picked to be in the lead program last year, and I didn't know anything about ACTE. It was my first year as a member, and I was really just interested in trying to learn everything I could. And while I was networking at that event, I got in contact with some people that were really passionate about inclusion of all into our career and technical education sector, as well as access and equity and diversity. And I came from an industry where those ideals were highly recognized and utilized to their fullest. And so I was really passionate about being a part of a group that was, again, focusing on those things. I think inclusion, access, equity, and diversity are probably the most important aspects of education that can lead us forward, and definitely the ones that we need to focus on moving forward into the culture that we are in now.
Being selected to be a mentor in this program, what does that mean to you?
It was a huge, huge honor for me. I am a new teacher. I was my fifth year in education. I came from industry where I never planned to be a teacher. It kind of came to me in a weird way. And so I was really passionate about all of these things. And so being picked for it as a mentor my first year, being able to be a mentor, was absolutely amazing. It meant more that I'm pretty much the only one from our region that got picked. I'm the only one in Iowa, which is a huge, huge, huge honor after everybody that applied. So thankful and so honored to have been picked in that.
You're the only one from Iowa, and judging from the press release, looks like about one of only three dozen or so across the country. So pretty select company.
It is. It is pretty select company. I was really surprised that I was picked. I wasn't expecting it at all, especially my first year applying for it. But from our preliminary meetings that we had during the virtual conference this year, I'm absolutely excited to see what we can apply, not only in little teeny tiny Lone Tree, Iowa, but nationwide with this great group of people working to create curriculum and foundations and nurturing other CTE instructors across all content areas, really trying to just make sure that we are being as inclusive as we can to be celebrate diversity, to really just focus on what we need to do to have everybody have a seat at the table.
So what's next? What happens from this point now that you've been selected as an IAED mentor?
My mentorship starts in January. I've been paired with a mentee from Nebraska, and she's an amazing human being. I was able to have a Zoom meeting with her earlier this week. And moving forward, we have meetings every month with people from around the country to have roundtable discussions, to work on curriculum, to work on how we get everybody to see our same big picture, as well as how do I help people in the middle of a pandemic? How do we make sure that we are still being authentic and rigorous while not being over the top with our work for those students that are maybe don't have the access, don't have the equity, they come from a household where maybe education isn't number one because they have other things to worry about? How do we make sure that we are being focused on what's best for all of our students, not just for some of our students?
And how important is it for you to be on the ground level there for a smaller school district, as you said, like Lone Tree?
It is absolutely amazing. I'm really surprised, again, that we were so lucky to be picked. I was so lucky to be picked, especially working in Lone Tree, where I have this unique voice that I'm able to show people around the country how amazing the things are that we can do in Lone Tree because of the kind of school and the kind of community that we're in. And it's really eye-opening for me to see that people are interested in what happens in a school with less than 500 people in it. Like, it's really humbling to see that no matter what we do, everything makes an impact. So it's really, I'm really looking forward to see what comes out of it and see what I can bring back to Lone Tree and put Lone Tree on the map a little bit more.
All right. Well, Jessica, I think that's all the questions I have for you. Anything else that you want to mention about the IAED mentorship program and being involved with it?
I'm just really lucky that we have great support from our administration and from my own personal mentor, Bridget Mahoney, who's our ag teacher, who really pushed me outside of my bubble to make sure that I am reaching for anything I can to help all of our students.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jessica Howard, business and technology teacher at Lone Tree High School. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.